could put this thing in their car.
Oh, it'll never be missed with all those tin cans and streamers tied behind them.
I'm raced from head to foot.
Well, there was no doubt about where they were going or where they'd been.
Well, you were supposed to throw it at the bride.
Oh, I couldn't even find her in that mall. Boy. Hey, maybe we ought to save this. We might use it for Mary.
That'll be a while yet.
Oh, I don't know. A lot of girls get married in college.
Well, let's change the subject.
Well, Mary's almost in college.
Can you go upstairs and change your clothes, please?
Hey, let's face it. Mary might nail some poor guy who's nearsighted and needs someone to spend his money.
That's enough. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
You know, honey, it gave me the strangest feeling seeing a friend of Mary's get married.
Me too. Rice in my neck, my pockets, my shoes.
No, you know what I mean. Vivian looked so young. She looked like a little girl standing up there.
That's about what she is. The kid's barely 19.
Gives me the shudders. 19. She's only a year older than Mary.
What would you like for your birthday, dear? A cane or a wheelchair?
How do you suppose Vivian's mother and father felt?
I don't know about her mother, but I can tell you how her father felt. Broke.
Seeing my little girl standing up there so completely unprepared for the responsibilities of marriage.
I'll bet you that matrimonial extravaganza cost him $2,500 if it cost him a necklace.
Honestly, every time I looked at Vivian's mother, I wanted to cry.
I'd just be grateful it wasn't you.
Mother and Daddy, wasn't the reception beautiful?
It was lovely.
Lovely.
Well, you should have waited there. Guess what?
What?
I caught the bride's bouquet.
Hi, darling.
Well, I just ran into...
Don't stop me now. I'm following a hot trail.
You are?
Your daughter. I don't know what's come over. She's scattering her clothes all over the house.
Mother, my stockings. I can't find my stockings anywhere. Mother, why didn't you tell me you had them?
Where's the fire?
I don't know. Ever since the wedding this afternoon, she's been flying all over the house, scattering her clothes in all directions.
Oh, hi, Daddy.
Wait a minute. Hold on.
Daddy, I'm going to be late. Let
go. A small token of my affection. And please don't scatter your clothes all over the house.
My slippers. How in the world did they get down here?
Whoa.
Dad.
Wait. What's going on? What's all this dashing around?
I've never seen you so giddy. Could you spare 30 seconds for an explanation?
Well, there's nothing to explain, really. I have a date with Roger Perry. You know Roger. He was one of the ushers at the wedding this afternoon. Oh, he's perfect. He's absolutely perfect.
You know, sometimes it seems to me that instead of growing more mature, she gets younger and sillier.
Daddy, if that's Roger, I'll take it on the upstairs phone.
Hello.
Is it?
Oh, yes, Mrs. Cronmeyer.
Oh.
No, I wouldn't worry. If she took a feeding, I'd just let her sleep. Oh, it's perfectly all right. I understand. Yes, any questions you have, just call. Goodbye. Oh, Mrs. Cronmeyer and her new baby. She's worried sick because the baby doesn't burp.
Yeah, well, wait till her baby is 18. Alex, you should see Mary's room. It's a shambles, a complete shambles.
That's for me. I'll take it up here.
Let me see. What was I doing? Oh, yes. The dishes. Honey? Come talk to me, please.
As I started to say before the hurricane struck in there, I ran into Vivian Corley's father down at the drugstore buying aspirin.
Oh.
Yeah, and the poor guy's pretty shaken up. That wedding this afternoon was almost too much for him.
Well, it was almost too much for me. I'm not going to another wedding where the bride and groom are under 21.
Boy, you guys should pick up the phone and listen to that conversation that's going on upstairs.
Oh, Jeff, not again.
Oh, Mom, I didn't pick up the phone. I heard Mary in your room.
Well,
what?
Conversation.
Why, it's pretty breathless. You know, Mary's really falling for this guy, Roger.
Oh, don't be ridiculous.
Well, pick up the phone and listen.
Oh. I'm not going to pick up the phone. You pick it up.
You know, I get excited all of a sudden this morning. You never know. You never know.
Would you mind translating that for us, please?
Has anybody seen my emery board? Mother, when you met Daddy for the first time, did you know right then that he was the one?
Oh, honey, of course not. It just doesn't happen that way. What did you have in mind?
Oh, nothing. Nothing. I just wondered. You know, the wedding this afternoon was so beautiful. There's just something about a wedding. It makes you feel like, well, you know.
Well, weddings are like the measles. They're contagious.
This afternoon, I wished I were Vivian.
Well, that's every girl's dream. You'll have yours someday.
Someday.
I'll tell you what, honey. When you're ready to get married, I'll make a deal with you. If you'll skip the big church wedding, I'll give you $1,000 in cash.
Should we talk about something else?
No, this is very interesting. Tell me more, Daddy.
After talking to Mr. Corley this evening, I figure it'll be quite a bargain. I'll give you $1,000 if you'll elope.
Really?
I mean it. I'll even hold the ladder.
Dear, you and this pitcher have something in common. Big mouth.
Come in, Mother.
Oh, my goodness. Don't you look nice?
Thank you. I do want to look extra special tonight.
It's just a party, isn't it?
Well, not really, Mother. It's a going-away party for Roger.
Oh, really? I mean, that's too bad.
We're taking him right from the party to the plane. He's going to Las Vegas to work on an engineering survey or something at Boulder Dam.
Clear to Las Vegas. Well,
I'm going to miss him so much. Mother, I'm in love with Roger.
Oh, Mary, you're not either.
Yes, I am. I know I am. I knew it this afternoon when we left the church and he took hold of my hand and the organ was playing the music and we looked at each other. Right then, I knew it.
Oh, Mary, this is something that just happens at weddings. It's the music and the mood.
I knew you were going to say that, Mother. Next thing you'll be telling me is that I'm too young to know anything about love.
Oh, Mary, I didn't say that.
No, but you were about to. I know what you think of me, Mother. You think I'm still a little girl, because that's what you want me to be, always a little girl.
Mary.
Just like Vivian's, Mother, but I'm not.
Mary.
I'm 18, almost 19, Mother. I'm a woman, and you've got to accept the fact.
Mary, wait.
Mother, neither you nor Daddy will ever fully realize that I am grown up. You want time to stand still just to keep me a baby, sheltered from the world, incapable of any mature thought of my own.
Mary, how can you say that?
Because it's true, Mother.
Honey, it's not true. Your father and I want you to grow up. We want you to stand on your own, but when the time comes.
There. That's the catch right there, Mother. When the time comes. But you see, the time will never come because you'll keep setting the clock back and setting it back.
Now, Mary Stone, I want you to listen to me.
I am listening, Mother, and I'll always listen to you. But you've got to listen to me, too. You've got to realize that I... Roger's here. I'm sorry I have to go. His plane leaves at 10 o'clock.
Why didn't you say something?
What could I say? I couldn't have got a word in if I'd thought of one.
But I felt so inadequate. Mary's never talked like this before. I didn't know what to say.
Honey, don't let it throw you.
Honey, it doesn't throw me. It's just that I feel so helpless.
Oh, I should think you know by now these moods come on Mary like changes in the weather. She's at that in-between age. Neither child nor woman.
Do you know what she told me upstairs just now?
What?
She's in love with Roger.
All right, and tomorrow she'll be in love with somebody else.
Well, I'm not so sure. I can't even talk to her. We're worlds apart. It's as if there's a barrier between us. Honey, I don't even know Mary when she acts like this.
You know, she was just caught up in the emotion of the wedding this afternoon. What you have to remember is that in spite of her occasional tangents, Mary's a pretty steady girl. Oh, she may talk big and spit fire, but when the chips are down, Mary gets her feet right back on the ground. Now, it's a thing of the moment, believe me.
I love you, Alex.
Just a thing of the moment. You know, honey, she really has that basic good sense which characterizes all the women in this family.
What would I do without you?
Jeff? Is that you, Jeff?
Must have been Mary.
Oh, probably forgot something.
Would you like some hot coffee?
Oh, I would indeed.
Hey, where's Mary going?
To a party with Roger.
With a suitcase?
Sure. Suitcase? What suitcase?
Oh, I don't know. I was just coming up the street and I saw her come out of the house and get into a car with a suitcase. You know, her tan one.
Well, what is that silly kid up to?
I'm so excited.
Don't get excited.
Talk about Cooksville.
Mary! Mary! Mary!
Calm. What you're thinking is ridiculous.
Well, maybe what you're thinking is ridiculous, but what I'm thinking makes a lot of sense. Now, why did she come back here and get a suitcase?
For any number of reasons.
You only take a suitcase when you're going somewhere. Now, where's she going? That's what I want to know. Where's that party? Where's that party?
Alex, you're getting excited.
I have a right to get excited. Where's she going with that suitcase?
Oh, honey, she's probably just lending it to someone. Maybe Roger. He's leaving for Las Vegas tonight.
Las Vegas? Oh, no, he wouldn't dare. How can you be calm? You know Las Vegas. You know why people go there.
Honey, if you'll just stop talking long enough, I'll tell you something. Now, Roger is an engineering student at the college, and he is flying to Las Vegas to take part in an engineering project.
Oh, he's engineering, all right. I never did trust that.
Oh, honey, you've never met him.
All the more reason. Now, where's he live? What's his phone number?
Dear, now just forget about Roger for a minute. You are talking about our daughter.
Huh?
And you know that Mary wouldn't do a thing like that.
How can you be so sure at her age? Well, you said yourself you can't understand her.
Honey, you said just 5 minutes ago in the kitchen that Mary was a girl of basic good sense.
Well, I say a lot of things.
Just stop to think. Think about it a minute. Where is your faith in Mary?
Yeah, I guess you're right, honey. That first shock just threw me off, I guess. Oh, I don't know. There must be something about weddings that get on people's nerves. You know, the whole day's been like this.
I know. It's just one of those days.
Oh.
Honey?
Hmm?
Why don't we get out of the house, go someplace?
Hey, that's a good idea. Why don't we go to a movie?
Oh, I'd love that.
Let's see. They have the Biltmore is showing Stolen Bride.
Try something else.
The Hilldale has Meet Me in Las Vegas. I don't feel like a movie.
Maybe she was taking her records to the party in the suitcase.
Or maybe she was taking it back to somebody she'd borrowed it from.
No, honey, it was her suitcase. Jeff said so, the tan one. Honey, maybe we could call Mary at the party.
What are you going to say to her? I give her an inkling of all this and she'd go through the roof. Well, imagine how silly it would sound, even suggesting that our daughter would even think of such a thing.
Then why did she take the suitcase?
She's lending it to somebody. What's the matter with you? You keep changing sides.
You're the one who keeps changing sides.
Oh, come on. Now, look, honey, let's forget the whole thing. I mean, because tomorrow morning, we're going to be asking each other what we were stewing around about. What we were worrying about Mary running off to Las Vegas to marry Roger Perry. Mary Perry. No, it's too ridiculous. Mary Perry. Oh, come on, honey. You think how silly it's going to sound around the breakfast table tomorrow morning?
With you and Jeff and me?
Oh, brother.
Well, you started this whole thing.
I started it?
Yes. Out in the kitchen, you said to Mary, I'll pay you $1,000 if you'll elope.
Oh, honey.
And then you said, I'll even hold the ladder for you, so don't blame Mary.
What? Huh? Call the party? Call the party. Go ahead, you talk to her.
No, I think you'd better go.
Oh, no, no. You're the one to worry. You talk to her.
What'll I say?
Oh, no, this is really one for the books. Two grown people, a mother and a father, afraid to telephone their own daughter. What kind of a pass has our civilization come to?
You call her.
Oh, here I am. You call her.
No, you.
Oh.
Coward.
All right, let me have it. Hello, this is Dr. Stone. Is Mary there? Thank you.
She's there.
Hello, Mary. How's the party? No, this is not Larry. It's your father. What do I want? Well, just wanted to see how things are going. Fine, huh? Is Roger there? He is, huh? Mary, there's no problem, is there? Everything's fine. What time are you coming home, honey? What? Mary, I can't hear you with that music going on. What did you say? What'd you say? Mary?
What did she say?
All I could get was that everything's fine, whatever that means.
Oh, Alex, we're being terribly silly.
Well, she sounded kind of distant.
I mean, we just forget about it. We simply say to ourselves, we trust Mary, and that's the end of it. Come on, honey, let's go to bed.
But, darling, if Mary's keeping
Alex,
something...
Alex, faith, remember? Come on.
Plane ought to be taking off about now. Donna. If they took Roger to the plane, it's about 20 minutes back here from the airport.
She'll be home by 10:30.
Oh. You're not reading.
Neither are you.
Oh, I'm thinking.
Well, stop thinking.
Take more than 20 minutes to get back from the airport. But they may have stopped for a hamburger or something.
Yes, but she knew we were expecting her to come home just as soon as the plane took off.
Well, maybe they stopped at somebody's house. You know how kids can kill time.
Well, I'm not worried.
Oh, neither am I.
Parents spend half their lives worrying.
Yeah, and the other half wondering why they were worrying. Mary?
Is that you, Mary?
Nope, it's me. You guys still awake?
Jeff?
Oh.
What's the matter?
Nothing. We just wondered who came in.
Well, it was me. Is Mary home yet?
Not yet.
You ever find out where she was going with that suitcase?
Jeff, just go on to bed. Good night.
The light's on and the front door unlocked.
I did. Now, where would Mary be going with the suitcase?
Well, it isn't important. Just go on to bed.
Night.
Good night, Jeff. Light's still on, the door's still unlocked.
We're tired.
It's 3:30. Alex, I have a terrible feeling.
No, I'm getting excited. Where's the phone?
Honey, you're not awake yet. I don't know. Alex, we've got to call somebody.
Las Vegas!
Roger's house. Ask his mother.
What's his name?
Here. Roger Perry.
That sneaky kid. He probably didn't tell his mother anything about it.
Well, if it isn't true, Mary couldn't do this.
Come on, wake up, Mrs. Perry. I get my hands on that young weasel, I tell you, wake up, you old biddy! Your worthless son has stolen my daughter!
Honey, hang up. There's no one home.
Let's call the police. What's the number?
No. Call the airport. Airport. There it is.
Now we know why she didn't bring this Roger home. She knew we'd spot him for what he is. I can see him now, a weak, pinched face, a sneering mouth.
Alex, you're not awake.
Oh, am I awake? Hello, airport. Let me have the reservation desk, please. Oh, this is the reservation desk. Do you have a passenger list on an airplane that left for Las Vegas at 10 o'clock tonight? Was there a Roger Perry aboard? There was, huh? Is there anyone with him? The tan suitcase. Thank you.
Alex.
He had a girl with him. She carried a tan suitcase.
Alex. I don't care what anybody says.
I don't believe that Mary was on that plane.
Where is she?
I don't know. But I'm as sure as I'm sitting here that all the years we've spent raising, not for this.
Where could she?
Open.
Where have you been?
Well, I've been in bed. What are you two doing down here? Do you have any idea what time it is? What happened?
Nothing.
Dad, what was all that uproar last night?
Uproar? I didn't hear any uproar.
Well, maybe I was dreaming, but I kept hearing some guy yelling, Las Vegas!
You must have been dreaming.
Good morning.
Hey, Mom. Did you hear anything strange last night?
Like what?
Oh, like some guy yelling, Las Vegas!
You shouldn't have eaten that pie before you went to bed.
What pie?
Your breakfast is on the table.
Have you talked to Mary yet?
Not yet, but I can't wait.
How did she sneak in here last night without our knowing it?
Well, obviously, she came in while we were asleep. Mm-hmm. And she thought Jeff was still out, so she left all the lights on and the door unlocked.
Yeah, well, why didn't you look in her room?
Honey, it just never occurred to me. When I saw all the lights still on, I assumed that she was still out.
Who was the girl on the plane with Roger? And why did Mary run out of here with a suitcase?
We don't dare ask her.
Morning, Mother.
Oh, good morning, dear.
Morning,
good
Daddy.
Morning, honey.
Oh, you know my tan suitcase?
Tan suitcase?
Do you have a tan suitcase, dear?
Yes, uh-huh. Well, I loaned it to Roger's sister. She needed it for the trip. And she went to Las Vegas with Roger and his mother and father. Is that right?
Oh, yes.
Yes, fine. Good, I knew you wouldn't mind.
Has been a Screen Gems film presentation from the Hollywood studios of Columbia Pictures.